4-5.
Welcome aboard. My name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of The Aviation Files, the best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. In today's episode, we will cover the FAA's response to the recent New Jersey earthquake, Amsterdam's international airport's new bag tracking capabilities, the new miracle on the Hudson Captain Sullenberger Aviation Museum, a bill in Congress to name an airport after Donald Trump, and the best April Fool's jokes across the aviation industry last week. So, without further ado, let's begin. First up is an earthquake centered in New Jersey with a magnitude of 4.8, which is really not that common for the Northeast. The Northeast United States is nowhere near any fault lines or plate boundaries, so major earthquakes like this are not that common. I actually felt this one myself, and it was like nothing I've ever experienced before. So, let's see its impact on the tri-state area airports. An earthquake originating in New Jersey reverberated throughout the Northeast, causing notable disruptions to air travel in the New York metropolitan area and beyond. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, swiftly responded by implementing ground stops at both Newark Liberty International Airport and New York JFK Airport as a precautionary measure. This decision aimed to prevent overwhelming congestion at these airports and ensure the safety of air traffic in the wake of the seismic event. Although the ground stops were eventually lifted, the residual effects lingered, manifesting primarily as delays, especially at Newark Airport, where a transition to a ground delay status was necessitated due to ongoing issues related to airport volume. Among the airlines, United Airlines, which operates a significant hub at Newark, bore the brunt of the disruptions, with a substantial portion of its flights experiencing delays. The seismic activity also had ramifications beyond the immediate vicinity of the epicenter, with reports of tremors being felt in cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and even Washington, D.C., underscoring the widespread impact of the earthquake. Adding to the complexity of the situation were subsequent aftershocks, including a notable 4.0 magnitude tremor recorded southwest of Gladstone, New Jersey, around 18 Eastern Time. While initial assessments suggested minimal damage and no significant threats to life, safety, or critical infrastructure, officials remained vigilant, emphasizing the unpredictable nature of seismic events. In response to the earthquake, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, provided reassurance via his social media platforms, indicating that preliminary reports did not signal major concerns regarding safety or infrastructure. However, he underscored the importance of conducting thorough inspections to ensure the integrity of critical areas. Similarly, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy acknowledged the relatively few reports of damage received thus far, but cautioned against complacency, emphasizing the unpredictable nature of such events and the need for ongoing vigilance and preparedness. Meanwhile, the ripple effects of the earthquake extended to other airports in the region, with both John F. Kennedy International Airport and LaGuardia Airport both experiencing delays, albeit to lesser extent. Additionally, Boston Logan International Airport saw disruptions, particularly impacting Delta Airlines, which operates a major hub there. In total, the aftermath of the earthquake resulted in a significant number of flight delays across the affected airports, with various airlines grappling with operational challenges as they work to mitigate the disruptions and restore normalcy to air travel in the region. Next, let's go to Amsterdam, where Amsterdam Schiphol Airport is implementing a new feature where passengers can track their bags to ensure the safe transport and security of their belongings. Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, AMS, has taken a significant stride in enhancing the passenger experience by introducing cutting-edge innovation, real-time baggage tracking. Rolled out on April 3, 2024, this groundbreaking feature allows arriving passengers to monitor the whereabouts of their luggage in real time through various channels, including the TV screens strategically placed throughout the airport, the official airport website, and the dedicated mobile application. Powered by advanced predictive algorithms, this technology provides travelers with crucial information regarding the location of their baggage and the expected time it will take for their belongings to appear on the baggage carousel. Leveraging predictive analytics, AMS offers insights into whether the luggage is still aboard the aircraft, en route to the baggage hall, or already on the conveyor belt, ensuring passengers stay informed at every step of their journey. Spearheading this innovative initiative is Sander van Tienhoven, the product owner of passenger information at the Royal Schiphol Group, which oversees the management of AMS along with Rotterdam, The Hague Airport, Lelystad Airport, and holds a majority stake in Eindhoven Airport. Van Tienhoven underscores the group's commitment to meeting passenger needs by leveraging state-of-the-art technology to deliver a seamless travel experience. The development of this AI-driven capability marks a significant milestone for AMS, as it draws upon a diverse array of data sources, including the airport's proprietary deep turnaround model, which tracks arriving aircraft to gain insights into the baggage handling process. By harnessing data from 13 distinct sources, AMS can accurately predict baggage waiting times, empowering travelers with timely and relevant information. This forward-thinking approach underscores AMS's proactive stance towards addressing the challenges posed by the post-pandemic travel landscape. As air travel surged following the pandemic abatement in 2022, airports worldwide faced the daunting task of managing the influx of passengers while maintaining operational efficiency. Rather than relying solely on costly and time-consuming infrastructure expansions, AMS has opted to embrace technological innovations to enhance the passenger experience without necessitating structural changes to the airport's actual layout. In a bid to tackle disruptions and long queues experienced by passengers, AMS has also fostered collaboration with airlines, facilitating the exchange of vital data to help solutions tailored to address operational challenges. This collaborative ethos affects AMS's commitment to continuous improvement and its proactive stance in delivering world-class services to travelers. Moreover, the latest initiative is emblematic of AMS's broader vision to embrace innovation across various facets of airport operations. From introducing self-driving buses for ground handling employees to pioneering advancements in passenger information systems, AMS remains at the forefront of technological innovation within the aviation industry. As travelers navigate the complexities of modern air travel, AMS's real-time baggage tracking system stands as a testament to the airport's unwavering commitment to prioritizing passenger satisfaction and delivering an unparalleled travel experience. With this transformative technology in place, AMS is poised to redefine the standards of excellence in airport service delivery, setting a precedent for innovation-driven customer centricity in the global aviation landscape. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm really excited for the new aviation museum that is set to open in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Sullenberger Aviation Museum, previously known as the Carolinas Aviation Museum, is eagerly preparing to open its doors at a new location adjacent to Charlotte Douglas International Airport on June 1st. This highly anticipated event will be graced by the presence of Captain C.B. Sully Sullenberger himself. The renowned pilot, celebrated for his remarkable feat of safely landing the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River, an event famously dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson. With its renaming in honor of Captain Sullenberger, the museum seeks to pay tribute to his heroic actions and their lasting impact on aviation history. The upcoming grand opening of the museum's new $30 million facility marks a significant milestone, positioning it as one of the premier flight museums worldwide, proudly affiliated with the Smithsonian Institution. At the heart of its mission lies a commitment to inspire, educate, and elevate future generations of innovators. Through immersive exhibits and captivating storytelling, the museum aims to provide visitors with a deeper understanding of the risks, failures, and triumphs that have shaped the evolution of aviation. The expansive 105,000 square foot space will house three distinct thematic areas, each offering a unique experience on the rich tapestry of aviation history. The first, Innovation Nation, will showcase groundbreaking achievements in aviation, including the iconic Airbus A320 from Flight 1549, alongside artifacts such as the Wright Brothers Flyer and glider planes, and a collection of historic aircraft like the Vietnam-era F4S Phantom II. Meanwhile, Aviation Society will highlight the diverse contributions of individuals within the aviation industry, featuring personal narratives alongside notable aircraft like the F-14 and the Airco Aircoupe. Lastly, Aviation City, set to debut later in the fall, will delve into the economic and cultural impacts of aviation on Charlotte and the Carolinas, with exhibits featuring aircraft such as the F-84 Thunderjet and Lockheed T-33. In keeping with its commitment to education accessibility, the museum will offer a range of interactive activities, including flight simulators, wind tunnels, and photo booths, catering to visitors of all ages. Furthermore, the museum seeks to address historical imbalances in the aviation industry by providing transformative experiences and opportunities for underrepresented communities, particularly women and people of color. Tickets for the grand opening and beyond are now available for purchase, with special discounts offered to various groups, including seniors, veterans, and educators. Additionally, prospective patrons have this opportunity to become charter members by purchasing membership before April 30th, entitling them to exclusive benefits and a sneak peek event prior to the public opening. As the countdown to June 1st continues, anticipation builds for the unveiling of the Sullenberger Aviation Museum, a beacon of inspiration and learning for aviation enthusiasts and curious minds alike. Now, with aviation comes a lot of legislation, rules, laws, regulations, and standards. However, this bit of legislation that I'm going to introduce to you, introduced to Congress recently, will blow your mind. A few Republicans in the United States House of Representatives have introduced a bill that aims to rename Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport, in tribute to the 45th President of the United States. This proposal adds to the tradition of naming airports after prominent political figures, a practice seen in airports such as John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, and Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in Washington, D.C. The bill, championed by Representative Guy Rechantler, along with six co-sponsors, aims to honor what they perceive as the exemplary leadership of President Trump. Rechantler asserts that the renaming would symbolize freedom, prosperity, and strength, echoing sentiments shared by many within the Republican Party. However, despite the enthusiasm from its proponents, the bill faces significant hurdles. With the current Senate being controlled by the Democratic Party, obtaining approval for such change seems unlikely. Moreover, within the House, Republicans may encounter resistance from their own party members, let alone the Democrats. Even if the bill manages to pass both chambers of Congress, it would still require presidential approval of Joe Biden, a Democrat, and the current occupant of the White House. The proposed renaming has not been without controversy, though. Critics, particularly from the opposing Democratic Party, have expressed opposition to the idea. Some have suggested alternative ways of honoring Trump, with one individual humorously proposing naming a federal prison after him. Additionally, there is already an airport in Washington, D.C. named after Republican President Ronald Reagan, leading to questions about the necessity of another airport bearing the name of a GOP leader. Dulles International Airport itself holds historical significance. It was chosen by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1958 and was intended to be the nation's first airport equipped to handle commercial jets. Opening its doors in 1962, the airport quickly became iconic, with its distinctive main building and unique mobile lounges, which are still in operation today. The airport was named in honor of Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, who served under President Eisenhower and was dedicated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962. Its inaugural commercial flight in Eastern Airlines Super Electra marked the beginning of its service to millions of travelers domestically and internationally. Finally, as April Fool's was just under a week ago, let's recap the best pranks in the aviation industry. On April Fool's Day, airlines showcased a comedic flair with a series of playful announcements, adding a lighthearted twist to the typical serious aviation industry. Emirates teased aviation enthusiasts with the prospect of luxurious apartments on their A380 aircraft, complete with an onboard airport. This whimsical notion of high-end in-flight accommodations tickled the fancy of travelers who dream of more opulent flying experiences. The announcement, complete with a construction start date on February 31st, added an extra layer of absurdity to the prank. They released a couple pictures, and these pictures were just these huge apartment complexes with their own in-the-air airports with A380s on them. It's pretty obvious it was fake, but still, gave a good laugh. WestJet took a philosophical approach, challenging the conventional notion of physical travel with its MemorEase headset. And by the way, MemorEase is trademarked. By proposing the implantation of vacation memories directly into the minds of travelers through AI technology, they playfully questioned the necessity of traditional vacations. The trademarking of the name MemorEase added a touch of authenticity to the jest. Denver International Airport joined the fun by proposing a unique service, driveway to runway. For a fee of $99, specially trained drivers would pick up passengers from their homes within 45 miles of the airport, screen them, handle their luggage, and transport them directly to their airline gates. The notion of skipping the hassle of traditional airport procedures and enjoying a seamless transition from doorstep to departure gate injected a dose of humor into the mundane realities of air travel. TSA surprised many with its tongue-in-cheek introduction of a line of merchandise featuring witty slogans. The agency's playful foray into retail, complete with a convincing online shop, demonstrated a clever blend of self-awareness and humor. They released t-shirts and other items which had slogans like drink this water bottle like you're in line at TSA, and many others. Frontier Airlines chose April 1st to humorlessly announce the launch of Bora Bora service on their wide-body aircraft, poking fun at their fleet's typically narrow-body aircraft. This unexpected announcement added a touch of whimsy to the airline's image, showcasing their playful side and to the delight of passengers and aviation enthusiasts alike. Finnair playfully stirred up a juice scandal by jokingly replacing their popular blueberry juice with strawberry juice on flights. This harmless prank added a touch of intrigue to the in-flight beverage options, sparking playful speculation among passengers about the reasons behind the fictional switch. Fly Softair embraced military precision with a humorous twist. Equipping crew members with whistles to enforce efficiency on board, their threat to offload luggage if passengers weren't seated within 3 minutes upon arrival added a comical element to the typically mundane process of disembarkation. They imposed a 3-minute rule where if the passenger was not in their seat in 3 minutes, they would offload their luggage. Jetstar, in a nod to the ever-competitive airline industry, introduced the option to reserve armrests for a fee. This tongue-in-cheek offering highlighted the lengths airlines go to cater to passenger comfort while injecting a dose of humor into the often contentious issue of armrest etiquette. Overall, these April Fool's Day pranks demonstrated the playful spirit of the airline industry, offering passengers and enthusiasts a moment of levity amidst the hustle and bustle of air travel. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure to support The Aviation Files however you can. And don't forget to check out my Insta at The Aviation Files for more fun and exciting aviation news. Until next time.